This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin. And on Pop It, Pop It today, we're discussing whether it's difficult for older people to learn new technology. Now, this is coming after an article in the New Straits Times looked at the reception that has come the way of cashless payment systems. And this, of course, is in relation to the Pahang Urban Transformation Centre trying to kind of put that in place.
Yeah, so, you know, these debit and credit card machines and self-service electronic kiosks are being introduced and put in place at the centre. This is in addition to the more traditional cash payment systems. And there seems to be some doubt as to how this cashless system will be received by older people, because one senior citizen who was interviewed said that for people like him, he still prefers to pay using cash because it feels more secure and he can actually see the physical movement of the cash.
And when talking about adopting new technology, the impression is always that the older generation find it difficult to learn how to use it and to be fully on board with new technology. So this becomes part of the conversation when it comes to the future of work or the fourth industrial revolution, for example. But it can seem unfair since plenty of older people have embraced tech like smartphones and online applications and services.
Yeah, so we've been talking about this for quite some time, right? Whenever we spoke, I think previously, about buses, for example, going cashless. Whenever we talk about the fact that the government, I mean, as we can see with this UTC, is increasingly trying to like instate a cashless system, it makes sense. I mean, I understand that you want to lessen the likelihood of corruption, you want to lessen the likelihood of theft, but I'm of two minds here. On the one hand, I have heard it said many, many times over, no, you can't really trust credit cards, you can't really trust online banking, you have to be able to see the money. So I think this fear that older people might not be able to get on board is valid, which leads us to kind of where we're taking things today, which is to actually examine whether or not it really is that hard, right, for older people to learn how to use technology. But the other side of it is also, guys, if you want people to adopt it, make it work. Because honestly, the amount of times, on a simple, simple level, the amount of times you have faced an autopay machine only to have it be broken, the amount of times that you have gone to, I think, anywhere that required that needs a machine that only has like one form of payment and then the thing doesn't work, or the Wi-Fi is bad so the signal doesn't go through, sorry, can I get another card? If it's not going to be a seamless process, then the encouragement for anybody to learn new technology isn't there, because it's not actually making my life easier.
Yeah, because it doesn't help, right? It can add to the confusion, especially for people who may not be familiar with how to use this device or piece of machinery. So yeah, it is important to make it work. But in, I have a thing to say about the generalization that old people in general don't know how to learn new technology. I think that is unfair and untrue, because it depends really on the person, just like it is with younger people who may need to get in on a new app or a new kind of system or something like that. People have different ways or different lengths of time to get used to a new piece of technology. It depends on how well it was taught to them and how often they get to practice and use it. So yeah, it's unfair to generalize that old people cannot learn new technology. And when it comes to like the future of work or IR 4.0 and stuff like that, this kind of perception doesn't help when it comes to like integrating the older workforce to adapt new technology.
So the other thing about that is, I agree with you in the sense that it's not just old people, right? Because I think when I think about any time I've had to swap over to using a Mac, you know, so I'm a PC user, and any time I've ever tried to go over to a Mac, the amount of times I hit not command when I'm trying to hit command. And that is sheer force of habit, right? And it shouldn't be that hard to use. If anything, they are, Apple, you know, tout their usability, their user friendliness. I am young enough to be able to say that I'm definitely somebody who should be able to grasp it. Yeah. And I probably would in, say, a week or less than that. But the point is that the frustration, the initial, what is this? I don't get this. that feeling, I imagine, is only compounded when A, everybody else thinks that you don't get it, and B, when you are a few steps behind generationally in terms of technology. Like, mm-hmm. I think it can be very difficult to catch up.
Yeah, I think that's also partly due to the context of the tech that you used to work with, right? Say now it's about brief, instant and seamless presses of the buttons. But if, let's say, you came from a place where to get something to work, you maybe had to hold down a button for a while for it to work, then if you're coming in with this new one, you are frustrated perhaps with the process, you're frustrated perhaps because the tech isn't working as well. And I think there are, you know, so physical and cognitive challenges for older people to pick up certain things, right? It's not so much that they cannot learn, but perhaps they're not learning quickly enough. And that adds to the whole gripe of, oh, you know, maybe this tech just isn't for me.
Yeah, and the public have also shared their thoughts with us because, you know, this is being pulpit. We have been asking around what they thought about this whole issue. And, you know, we wanted to hear which tech is, you know, the one that the public can't seem to learn or get the hang of. And this is what they said regarding that.
I would say it would be Touch and Go app, although they have a lot of benefits, but I don't get anyone to explain in a good way as well.
I would say social media marketing. I guess it's the methodology of it. And to know the methodology, you've got to be interested in it, which unfortunately I don't.
I can't seem to get a hang of more recent social media apps like TikTok, and I don't think I want to.
My car's engine, that's like something that is very too complicated to me.
POS system, which is my current job right now, because before this I was doing all manually in my previous job. I didn't even use laptop, so over here I had to like learn a whole new system.
And we also asked if they've experienced teaching the elderly on the usage of technology.
I taught my colleague how to use key in entry data, because back then her former job she only used traditional handwriting.
Basic computer and phones as well, YouTube.
My parents, they ask me all the time about how to operate their phone, their WhatsApp.
It was my late grandmother. I taught her to use the remote control, how to change channel, increase the volume, decrease the volume, turn off and turn on the TV.
Yeah, I think we've all been there. also, yeah, totally scared of TikTok. Get it. I'm not at the age range that we're talking about. I shouldn't be freaked out by new entrances into my technology / internet life. I don't get TikTok, you guys.
Isn't there at least some amount of desire to, I don't know, download the app and see what it's all about?
What for?
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Entertainment, see what they use it up to.
I see it as pointless. Like, it's like dancing to music. It's like, oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay,
oh,
all right, all right.
Ageism here.
No, it's not ageism. I think it's just more like, that's what I'm saying. I need to know what it's going to bring to my life. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to learn a new skill at TikTok, I don't know if TikTok's a skill, but assuming that, you know, it's a technology thing, right? Assuming that if I do it, you're going to tell me that it's going to make my life easier? All for it. But until it's been proven, I think that can be a hard sell for people, which is where this cashlessness comes in, right? Mm-hmm. A wallet with cash has always worked for me. So why should I have to learn online banking?
Yeah,
that's what checks are for. Yeah, exactly.
And people have always been able to help me figure it out. Why are you removing the people now?
So that's the thing. But yeah, so we're talking today about how there appears to be some sort of resistance from older folks to cashless or entirely cashless systems. So we wanted to explore whether it's true that it really is harder to learn new tech when you're a little older. If you'd like to weigh in, get in touch. Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us on the line is Associate Professor Dr. Nora Nakiahiri, who is a public health physician at the Department of Social and Preventive Medicine at the University of Malaya. Dr. Noran, thank you so much for being with us. So how hard is it for the elderly to learn new tech, and what are some of the barriers to adoption?
I think when it comes to new technology or the issue was on digital technology, right? Just like any groups of people, older adults basically face unique barriers to adoption of digital technology. And I think that the challenges that people face basically ranges from physical challenges to mainly things like lack of comfort and familiarity with new technology. So I think there are people, older people who are savvy technology users, and I'm sure there are, but some do face unique challenges. Things like declines in visual clarity, for example, And I think that's just not for the older people, even for some of us. If our phones are small, the font is too small, so it's difficult to see. At the same time, as you grow older, you've got issues like color vision. So the color vision reduces as you age, as you get older. So it's quite difficult to distinguish color, and you might need to have a little bit of more contrast between the colors. So it depends on how the smartphone interfaces with the different colors. So that's some of the age-related physical challenges. Oh, and of course, hearing loss is also an issue. So sometimes the alerts, the pings that you hear, those are some challenges. Hand-eye coordination, if the devices are small, so it gets a bit difficult. Swiping on the screen sometimes comes naturally to the younger population because then they're born with electronics on their hands, that kind of thing. But for the older generations, this is something that they can pick up. So these are just a little bit of the barriers to adoption of digital technology that I could think of in terms of the physical challenges. The other issues would be things like lack of comfort when you use new things. So I think that's basically among most of us, not just unique to the older people themselves. And of course, lack of familiarity or technology. So that to me, I feel are some of the big challenges that older adults have when it comes to digital technology.
And digital technology is such a broad category. Do you see particular areas where, you know, people struggle with the most?
Well, I suppose in terms of particular areas that any one of us should be aware of are things like security and privacy. So that's also one of the issues of fear of technology. We often hear things like scams, and not just hearing it from the news, but hearing it from a family member or one of your close friends or relatives who have had either experience of being scammed or almost being scammed. So that creates a fear of using digital technology. So I think making sure that we are equipped with knowledge to avoid all these issues from getting at hand. So security and privacy threats are always one of the big things that we have at the background. Other than that, I think when you talked about getting used to new things, there is this theory. It's called the innovation diffusion theory. So with anything that's been thrown or anything that is started, there are always five factors that influence an innovation, for example. So you've got the few percentage who are the early adopters or the innovators. So they are the ones that's very familiar with, even to them, there's no such thing as lack of comfort or lack of familiarity with technology. Immediately, they can adopt. And some of our older adults are also very much CV techno users. And that's, of course, the majority that we call the majority group. So it's like a bell shape. So the majority of group, about more than 60%, of course. And the last bit, some would call them as the laggards. So they are the late adopters. They take a while before they can adopt a new technology. So those are basically some theories when it talks about new technologies.
What do you think about something like cashless payment then? At the moment, it's not tech that is quite as indispensable as, say, a smartphone. Things are changing, but many places still accept cash. How does this make adopting cashless payment a little more challenging?
I suppose when it comes to cashless payment, it's just like any other new technology. There's always the issue of comfort and familiarity. So I'm sure the idea of cashless payment is to ensure that things are moving better for the betterment. So the idea, again, in any change, there's always the bell shape or the S-curve kind of thing. So people tend to move, there are different groups of people. So as long as I think the population is aware and there are education or, you know, encouragement of using the cashless payment system, the society will be able to move towards it. It's just that some things cannot just be rushed into. It has to be done in a gradual process. And the gradual process, again, it can be done. I'm sure it can be done.
So do you think that family members are actually the best people to approach when it comes to learning new digital tech or skills? Would they be the most effective at being able to teach this?
Mainly who can teach this, the group of people? Well, I guess family members is one of the groups that can help to teach, because usually older people would have their caregivers together with them, and some of the caregivers can be the children, the adult children. So if the adult children themselves are familiar and comfortable using cashless society, a cashless system, then they would be the best person to teach. But again, this group of people must also be familiar and be comfortable using this kind of system. We can't assume that everyone is comfortable. We have this thinking in mind that maybe the younger generation are more comfortable as compared to the older population generation. But I think whenever it comes to things that are new, we need to go relatively gradual so that it doesn't just become a scare. And again, there's always the security fear, right? Or scare of security threats when it comes to finance, money, getting your information or revealing your information across. So, yeah.
So I guess speaking from personal experience on the side of the person who's trying to teach, I think one of the challenges I've had is that the things that I try to teach just don't take. The lessons kind of don't stick as well as I would like.
I suppose, again, it's what are the barriers? We have to identify what the barriers are. It's just like teaching a new skill. I suppose when we were small, we didn't know how to use the fork and spoon, right? I'm sure our parents had a lot of times or had to teach us many, many times how to use a fork and spoon so that the thing would stick. So again, it's more of identifying what are the barriers. If the barriers are mainly in terms of comfort, then explaining to them how this thing works maybe would then alleviate the fear or the familiarity, because we're so used to using cash, right? Then the thing is to identify what their fears are. Is it because when you use a cashless technique, you are unable to see whatever that is left in your bank account? So identifying what are the barriers would be a useful thing.
And I guess it's also on the developers to make tech more usable, right? How would you like to see digital technology become a bit easier to use?
To me, tech has changed very fast and quite rapid. Remembering using the normal phone to now the smartphones, and even smartphones have different use them differently. So I suppose it has to be user-friendly for the general public to want to use it. So if the interface can be very much user-friendly, so I think that's one of the plus point that people would want to use the technology. And I think it's also good to be a bit more human-centered rather than just becoming very computer-based kind of thing.
Dr. Noran, thank you so much for weighing in. You just heard from Associate Professor Dr. Noran Nakia-Hairi, who is a public health physician at the Department of Social and Preventive Medicine at the University of Malaya, discussing the challenges that I suppose people can face in general, but that older people in particular seem sometimes to be more susceptible to. And we're talking today particularly about cashlessness, mm-hmm. right? About the challenges in going cashless and how there seems to be some resistance in this. So we've been asking you for your thoughts. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
So we have this message from Chia saying, yes, of course, I'll be going on my 45th birthday real soon. This smartphone thing, I still can't get hold on securely. Yes, cash and carry is the way to go, full stop. 80s kids is an 80s kids, not millennial kids like us people. Well, you see, high technology that's hard to us is equivalent to us in learning the old stuff, such as holding the hammer or pliers to DIY works.
Yeah, you know, I do see the point here, and I think it's like, if I've had missed out on learning how to write letters and learning how to post them, that would be a struggle for me as well, you know, knowing, oh, what is a stamp, you know, oh, I need to put this address here, how much can I actually put into this, how much weight can this letter be before I can post it?
How to reload a typewriter, right? How do you work that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Easy.
A lot of it is force of practice also, right? I think, which is a point you were making earlier, Iman, like this idea of how often do you do it? Yeah. How often do you do it that will allow you to like really fully get used to it? Anwar says, in Malaysia, e-wallet payment's difficult because we don't have a unified QR code. Hence, when making payments, there are two options. You scan the code, you enter the amount, or you allow the payee to scan, I don't see any effort to educate users on the difference, which is exactly what I've been saying, right? Like, if the system still isn't really seamless and easy to learn and use, then don't blame older people for not being able to get it. It's, you know, younger people are still struggling with it. And so long as they don't see the benefit of it, why am I going to bother learning? Like, the amount of times that transactions fail or don't go through or whatever, it doesn't exactly inspire confidence.
Yeah, and it's also the fact that if they are not finding that the system is very useful, they may end up just not buy the thing that you want them to buy through a cashless payment system.
So tell us, according to an article, there's some resistance from older folks when it comes to going fully cashless. So we're exploring that in terms of whether or not it's difficult to pick up new technology. Call us with your thoughts, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.